The entrance antiphon of today's Mass for this Tuesday in the octave of Easter reads, "He gave them the water of wisdom to drink. It will be made strong in them and will not be moved. It will raise them up forever." Alleluia. This water of wisdom to drink is our faith in our Lord's resurrection, and it must be made strong in us, and it cannot be moved. I don't know if it's ever happened to you, if you've ever had this experience. I have, that of hearing someone or hearing of someone say, especially theologians and especially Bible scholars of all people, hear them say, "Well, even if I did find the bones of Jesus, I'd still believe in the resurrection. Even if I found the bones of our Lord, I'd still believe that he rose from the dead." Well, this is first and foremost a big blasphemy. I'm sure you noticed it right away. And not only a blasphemy against the truth of faith of the resurrection, but also a nonsense. If I were in front of the bones of some dead man, in front of the body or the bones of some dead man, I certainly couldn't believe that he rose from the dead. His body being in front of me, his bones dead, reduced to, dried up and almost reduced to dust. Certainly couldn't convince myself of believing that this man rose from the dead. It's nonsensical. We cannot deny the facts. We cannot deny the facts of our Lord's resurrection. Some theologians would like to do so, especially, modern theologians, but we cannot deny the facts, and our faith is based on facts. St. Pius X, taught that the resurrection of our Lord is a historical event. It can be proved. It is provable. It has been proven. So we believe, not because it's nice. It's a nice little fairy tale, and it's nice to celebrate the idea of our Lord rising from the dead, even though it's not true. No, we believe that he actually rose from the dead. It's proven, provable. It's a historical fact. The empty tomb, the angelic apparitions to the women, the women testifying to the apostles, our Lord, then appearing to the apostles themselves, the apostles preaching to the world and giving their lives for the truth of the resurrection. All these are facts, motives of credibility, which give a foundation to our faith in the Lord's resurrection. The resurrection is one of the most basic dogmas of the Catholic faith. We have to believe all the dogmas, but amongst them, the resurrection occupies a place of priority. In fact, St. Paul says, if you remember, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Everything depends on the resurrection, and all the creeds from the earliest times of the church have taught unanimously that our Lord truly did rise from the dead with his body, with his true flesh, the same flesh that was crucified, took new life on the third day and came out of the tomb. The Nicene Creed says that Jesus rose on the third day. By his own power, the Ninth Council of Toledo says, by a true resurrection of the flesh, in the Creed of St. Leo IX, we read, uniting his soul with his body, as Pope Innocent III taught, and that this fact, as we have said, of the resurrection is historically proved and provable, as St. Pius X taught. Our Lord arose on the third day by his own power, by a true resurrection of the flesh, reuniting his soul and his body, and this is historically true, proven and provable. So what does rising from the dead mean? Will we find our Lord's tomb one day? There have been movies made about this. There have been, pseudo-scientific books that have come out and, come out and keep coming out. Will we find our Lord's bones one day? We don't have anything to worry about here. Our Lord's rising from the dead means precisely that. That our Lord, by the word resurrection, as the Roman Catechism says, we are not, and more than that, by our Lord's resurrection, we are not merely to understand that Christ was raised from the dead, but that he rose by his own power and virtue, a singular prerogative peculiar to him alone. Our Lord confirmed this by the divine testimony of his own mouth when he said, "I lay down my life that I may take it up again. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again." To the Jews, he also said, in corroboration of his doctrine, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." As St. Augustine put it, it is no great thing to believe that our Lord has died. Everyone believes this, the pagans, the Jews, the whole world believes that our Lord died. but it is peculiar to the Christian's faith to believe that he rose from the dead. So what does rising from the dead mean? Now, we can and we should ask ourselves this, you know, to deepen our faith. Even the apostles, you know, and way back when in Lent we read the gospel, the Transfiguration, when for the first time our Lord had spoken of his cross and of his resurrection to the disciples, as they were coming down from the mountain, speaking amongst themselves, they asked, what does rising from the dead mean? We have to ask ourselves, but we have to respond with the words and with the teachings of the faith of the Catholic Church. We have to pray today, you know, that with the words of the entrance antiphon of the Mass, that our Lord might give us the water of wisdom to drink and that we might drink it. Because if Christ has not been raised, then my preaching is in vain, your faith is in vain, we're here in vain. We might be performing a nice piece of theater, incense, bells, all the, you know, smells, bells and whistles, but all in vain. We cannot let that happen to us. We must implore from our Lord the water of wisdom to drink it abundantly, so that it might be strong in us and that we might not be moved in our faith. And only that kind of a faith, that kind of a strong, unshakable Catholic faith, will raise us up forever one day to live with Christ. Because we know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to death, as St. Paul says, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. But consequently, and there's a consequence for us, consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires. Lord, give us the water of wisdom to drink, that it might be made in us strong and unmovable, and that it might raise us up to live with you forever and ever. Amen. Praised be Jesus and Mary.